This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. After two recent police shootings in Bethel, the police chief said his officers made the right decisions. Those shootings are being reviewed by the Alaska Bureau of Investigation. Now the chief has to try to deal with how the shootings will affect a department already plagued by low staffing and chronic turnover. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
A shooting deeply impacts not only the individual who was shot, but the whole community. Bethel Police Chief Richard Simmons says people should remember that includes the officers, who are also human and are affected by these tragedies.
I've got a police department right now that their hearts hurt because this affects us deeply.
Besides a hit to the department's morale, a police shooting can increase the burden of work on the other officers who weren't involved. Because of the two separate shooting events, Simmons placed four officers on administrative leave to allow them time to emotionally process those events.
That means that the guys who are already working and working a lot of overtime are working a little bit more.
Bethel's police department can hardly afford to have any more officers burn out. At the beginning of December, there were four vacancies among 16 funded officer positions. Four officers left after Chief Simmons was hired in July. Simmons says that timing had nothing to do with his arrival.
If you stop and look at when people are leaving versus when I came in, it doesn't take much to realize that at least a couple of them already had their foot out the door. And we're not losing people at any greater rate than what we always have.
In 10 years, he says, the police department has gone through around 120 employees, a statistic the city's director of human resources backed up. That's a rate of one BPD employee lost per month. Three of the officers who left this year went to the Sand Point Police Department, an Alaskan town with around 1,000 residents. Frank Farr, one of those officers, wrote in an email that he left because he was, quote, just tired of dealing with all the intoxicated people. I am too old to be wrestling with drunks. City HR Director James Harris conducted exit interviews with the other officers who left recently and says in an email that most officers cited the volume and type of calls as the reasons they were leaving. And Chief Simmons summed up the turnovers at the Bethel Police Department like this.
They leave and go to another agency within the state to where they're not working nearly as hard. It's not as dangerous. It's not as violent.
And when violent incidents like the recent shootings occur, it affects recruiting.
When we have stuff like this happen, it's going to make it where some people aren't going to come out here because they're going to look at it and go, oh my God.
The chief says, luckily, some new officers have already been hired locally within Bethel, with more candidates in the pipeline. He says the department might even be fully staffed by the end of January. But, he says, it would be false confidence to assume that everything is going to be better.
We can't just say, oh, it's fixed, and assume it's going to stay fixed. It's got to be something that we've got to constantly be dealing with.
That means, first of all, that Bethel should constantly be recruiting new officers to replace the outgoing ones. To do that, he says, Bethel needs to improve its benefits package. He said Bethel's two-week-on, two-week-off work schedule is its biggest recruiting tool, but other municipalities in the state are offering more.
Besides pay and besides 2 weeks on and off, they're paying for plane tickets for folks. They're paying for housing for folks.
Then, to keep officers in Bethel, Simmons says the city will need to address the root of the turnover problem.
Being out here running from call to call to call for 12 hours a day, for 14 days straight, part of that is if we get the staffing up, it'll make it to where we work here a little bit different. We're not feeling swamped.
Simmons acknowledges that to increase the staffing at the department, it'll take money. But he has a plan to convince city council members that the money is worth it.
Be truthful. I mean, it's that simple. I'm not going to ask for things that we don't need. But we have to understand that if we don't change, then nothing else is going to change.
Chief Simmons says setting up a police staffing system for the future is the single biggest thing he could do for Bethel as police chief. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Moving to the Lower Yukon, residents of Marshall are able to ship alcohol into their community for the first time in over three decades. Voters overturned its alcohol local option status, changing the village from dry to wet. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports the new law comes with plenty of stipulations.
Orders began this month. Marshallites can order alcohol through state-approved delivery companies. There are two that deliver to the bush, Gold Rush Liquors and Brown Jug. the alcohol ships to a site owned by the city where inspectors make sure folks aren't going above their allotted amount. Each person of legal drinking age can order alcohol twice a month and get up to 6 liters of wine, 2/5 of liquor, or 8 6-packs of beer. Each order comes with a series of city fees. Customers pay a $25 flat fee for every delivery, and they must also apply for a $200 liquor purchasing permit from the city. That comes with an annual renewal fee of $100. The alcohol is currently taxed at Marshall's sales tax rate of 4%, but the city plans to put an alcohol-specific tax to a public vote. Only city residents can order alcohol. Disqualifying factors include being out on parole, having a court order that prohibits alcohol possession, or having been convicted of illegal alcohol use or distribution in the past 2 years. The measure passed in October. Besides deliveries, it also allows the city to open its own package store. The city is renovating a building, and when it's ready, it'll apply for a license. The mayor of Marshall says that all of the revenue generated from alcohol sales will go to public safety, including police, fire, and search and rescue. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Lastly, in the daily COVID count, over the weekend, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 88 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 56 cases in Bethel, 1 in Chivac, 1 in Kasigluk, 1 in Kipnuk, 1 in Kangiganak, 15 in Kotlik, 3 in Mountain Village, 3 in Tuluksak, and 7 in unnamed villages. There are 278 active cases in the region. Since March, the Health Corporation has announced 3,341 cases, 17 medevacs, 38 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.